Hello and welcome to the Amaze podcast, where we talk to businesses large and small, experts in subjects across the spectrum of business, entrepreneurialism, tech, innovation, investment and finance. I'm Jake Shaw, your host. If you'd like to learn more about Amaze, please go to www.amaze.com. I'm joined today by Georgina Burrows of Sussex Organic Express. Hello, Georgina.
Hello.
Sussex Organic Express, some people say it does what it says on the tin, but I'd like to take us back a little way. Tell me, please, what Sussex Organic Express actually is.
So the Express started as an organic egg delivery service, which I set up during lockdown and has grown very quickly to become a local food delivery service that's showcasing the best of Sussex produce and bringing it straight to people's doors.
Okay, so you're sourcing local products, headlining with eggs in the Sussex area. So what's your sort of catchment area? Where are you selling to?
We started in Lewes, so I started very small and I just asked my neighbours if they wanted any eggs picked up from this organic farm that I was going to. And then I put a post on the Lewes Facebook group where I live, which is in East Sussex. I got such an enthusiastic response because that was when we were in the lockdown and everything had run out. So there was no flour, no loo roll, no eggs, anything. It was right at the beginning. I put this post up kind of speculatively and I had a terrifying amount of responses. And then I put the order form up the next day and I had 60 orders in 3 hours. So yeah, it started with eggs. And then because that's been very successful and it's taken off quite quickly, I thought, well, what else can we do? So doing honey now. So South Downs unpasteurised honey. Just finished asparagus last week because the season's just ended. About to start doing cherries. And I've just started doing Sussex cheese as well. So a bit of a selection.
But your background isn't fresh and local produce, Georgina.
It's not. My background is actually creative event production. Prior to this, I was running a small event production company in Brighton, working for people like British Airways and Harrods, Unilever, Lad Bible, quite a few kind of larger creative brands. And that's what I've done for the last few years. So it's certainly, if you said to me in January that I'd be delivering eggs and food for a living by mid-March, I don't think I would have believed you.
So the setting up of Sussex Organic Express was as a direct result of lockdown?
Yes, exactly. So when everything happened with coronavirus, so in the first couple of weeks, this was actually prior to the full lockdown. I think we had a bit of an early warning in the events industry, actually. I saw everything being cancelled in pretty much 1 week. I lost 5 projects from 5 different clients, including one that I'd hired somebody freelance to help me out on. And everybody was cancelling or postponing. It was a really tough week and I had to let go the girl who I'd hired, which was really difficult for both of us and not great for her either, because she'd had exactly the same thing all week with all her clients letting her go. And it was really frightening, and that was actually before the government had announced any kind of package for freelancers and self-employed, and so I really was panicking. And once I sort of sat down and gone through all the numbers and my savings and my outgoings, and I figured out I could manage for a few months, but I was more worried as well about what it would do to me to be completely bored, like to have nothing to do, because I'm so used to being so busy. So I looked around and I tried to see what identify what the opportunities might be and the shortages, and that's when I hit on eggs. And I'm so glad I did, because I think I would have gone absolutely barmy actually having nothing to do. So it's been a bit of a saviour financially and mentally as well, really.
So you talked about the support that you didn't know whether there was any for freelancers or self-employed. Since you set up the organic eggs and produce business, have you received any support from the government?
Yes, so I have had the self-employed support scheme, which is the 80% of your last 3 tax returns, which is great, and I was happy to get it. But that obviously takes into account my first year of business and was sort of half split between working full-time and being self-employed. Then my second year of business, I earned a bit more, but not as much. Last year was a really good year, actually. So when it netted out to 80%, that isn't what I would now earn. Yeah, it was good. It was good to have it, but I was very, very grateful to have other income as well, because I could have struggled to live.
Did you already have a relationship with a bank manager or a bank from your previous business?
I haven't actually spoken to anyone to give me any particular advice beyond the government briefings. I joined one of the webinars for the self-employed support system, but I've never spoken to a bank manager. Luckily, I guess I haven't needed to in this situation, because I haven't had to ask for like a mortgage holiday or anything like that.
Interesting, because I've been getting mixed reports from people. Some people have had bank managers who've been immediately on the phone saying what help we can give, what help they can get. Sadly, very rarely does that happen. But traditional banks seem to be rather reticent about helping or even communicating. Is that your experience?
I mean, you get the kind of pop-up on your online banking, don't you, that says like, oh, well, this is what we're doing for coronavirus, but it's all quite generic. I've got bank accounts with three different banks, actually. One of them was particularly unhelpful and the other two were better. But yeah, I certainly haven't had anyone contacting me to offer any kind of help. And also, I think it's quite off-putting because every time if you ring the bank about anything, you get the message saying that they're really, really busy and you should only be ringing if it's an emergency and there's no one to answer your call. So that's not ideal either, really.
Yes, you do get the odd, we're here for you.
But you're not.
And sadly, not unusual from what I've been researching. Let's talk about the business itself. So it's had an exponential growth. Obviously, there was a need there. So you had that first peak when the COVID virus happened and lots of people were short of things. Has that peak sustained?
Yeah, at the beginning, the very first week, I think I had 90 stops to make on my first Lewis delivery. And I should mention as well that I've expanded the areas as well. So I started off in Lewis and now we deliver in Brighton Hove and Portslade, where I employ somebody else to do that for me, the driving. And we also deliver to Worthing, where we do collections from a pub. Yeah, I had 90 stops in Lewis alone. That initial peak was definitely the highest amount of orders I've had. And people were panicking, I think. Like, people were getting my mobile number, my personal number, I don't know where from, and ringing me up and saying, oh, I've heard you've got eggs. And, like, since then, it dropped slightly, but it hasn't dropped loads. So it's been quite interesting, actually, because Lewis people have pretty much maintained, I'm doing about the same amount every week, and people there seem to really like to have a regular order and they want like a constant continual order. They don't want to keep ordering. They want like a certain amount of eggs and they want them every week. Whereas in Brighton, I have more customers. So every round will have more stops, but a lot more people want just like 1 week of eggs rather than like five or six, or they want to just order as and when. So it's quite interesting to see the differences in different areas, really. But yeah, I've noticed definitely not as many as the first kind of initial freak out during lockdown, but it hasn't dropped in a concerning way, I wouldn't say. And I'm actually quite pleased because I've got so many people asking to just be put on a constant order. So they just want eggs without having to fill out an order form, and then they can let me know if they want to change it. So that's been really good, actually.
So what technology are you using to do this? Are you taking orders over a website? How are you doing that?
So Google Forms, then I was invoicing everyone through Wave, which was my accounting system I was using for my events business. That just took forever because I was having to do individual invoices. I spent a lot of time researching order forms which would connect to Stripe, which is my payment processor. I eventually hit on Paperform. So I use Paperform and I have a different order form for each area. That now is coming to a bit of a natural conclusion, really, because it's not able to deal with the extra products. There's quite a few things about it. It's just not ideal. So I'm looking into Shopify at the moment. I'm actually really struggling with like finding a platform that allows the regular deliveries. You can get platforms that allow you to sign up for a subscription service, but it seems to be very hard to get a platform that will let someone order for 2 weeks or for 4 weeks. And that's what I'm really struggling with. So yeah, I've set up a Shopify shop and I'm kind of working on that at the moment, but that's actually been something that's been quite difficult. It's really hard to find the right e-commerce platform.
So with the growth of sort of local producer supplier systems like we have here in Somerset, just like yours, my milk is now delivered by a local farmer. I can actually see the cows that the milk comes from. I can actually see the chickens that our eggs come from. I can literally, looking out the window right now, I can see them. So that's a big opportunity, I'd say, for any e-commerce developer now to actually create something that works for a business like you, because there are more businesses like you now.
Also, I think like so many of the e-commerce platforms are really expensive and they're kind of prohibitively expensive. And it seems to be quite hard to find something in the middle that's like agile and would let you deal with different customers changing their orders, but not something that doesn't really hold up and not something that's so big that it's costing you a fortune. So yeah, I think absolutely, if someone could develop something that was like an order form, but better, that would be amazing.
So if you're a developer and you can develop a shopping platform for all the other new tech-savvy suppliers who are out there, then get in there. There's a gold mine waiting for you. So you're not taking any cash payments, you're just doing card.
I did start off saying I would take cash and I realised it's so complicated taking cash and I didn't want to touch it either because there's obviously a risk of transmitting viruses through cash. So yeah, we're taking a cashless.
They're doing this on the phone talking to you and you're then adding this to the order, or can they do it themselves?
So they could fill out a new order form if they wanted to, but quite often if I'm delivering eggs, I might see a customer and they might say, oh, I wanted to order some asparagus, can I order some? And I'll say, yeah, sure, I'll charge it to the card. Or they might want to add an extra box of eggs, but they don't really want to fill out a whole new order form. So again, I can just charge it myself to their card and that works really well.
Are you doing this on your phone when you're on the fly, or writing it down and doing it later?
Yeah, I tend to do it on my computer, and I usually ask the customers to send me an email just to remind me as well. I can also set up subscriptions from Stripe as well. So if people want regular orders, I can set them up a subscription that's just ongoing, which is really handy too.
That precipitates my usual next question. Have you ever forgotten to invoice?
I have forgotten once, and luckily I had a really honest customer who was like, oh, you've bought me eggs and I haven't paid for them. So that was definitely a bit of an error. But generally, I'm pretty organised, and I'll make a note in my phone or something. I normally say, send me an email and remind me. But yeah, definitely easy to forget.
So we are moving into sort of the post-COVID period now, where, you know, things are opening up, but things aren't going to be the same as they were before. So thinking about your previous business, you know, doing events and stuff like that, do you ever see that returning?
For the kind of events that I do, obviously events is a very broad church. I would be surprised if they come back anytime soon, because some of my more corporate events would involve a lot of people flying in from all around the world, which obviously would not be happening anytime soon with the quarantine measures, nor would people want to, I don't think either. It's not responsible, I don't think, as an employer to get all your staff to be flying in from multiple locations and meeting in one place. I think that's going to be viewed quite dimly, actually, even in the future. And for events like, you know, last year I did the British Airways float in Brighton Pride. Again, I'd be extremely surprised if British Airways is going to have the budget to put towards a float in Brighton Pride after all of this. A lot of the events I do with people are, while they're important to their business, as it were, they're pretty incidental, really. Like, I do a lot of launch parties. And so I think generally the economy as a rule is going to affect that. And also, so there's going to be a lot of people who are fantastic people in the events industry who are really highly skilled and haven't had any work and are going to be absolutely desperate for work. So I think the competition is going to be quite high. So for me, I think the kind of events that I do think we're looking at next year. I've got a few clients who are doing their events online, but I don't do that because I don't have the technical know-how and I've got no experience. The thing I like doing is the creative production bit of it. So that, I think in short, it's going to be for me at least second quarter of next year, probably. For other people, like with weddings and that sort of thing, I'm sure it's going to be much, much sooner.
But by then you will have taken over the whole of the groceries delivery system of the South Coast.
Well, that's the plan, so yeah.
That's interesting what you're saying, because I did an interview a couple of weeks back with a music venue and a music promoter, and there's some really big questions about how they're going to move things forward. There's some talk that you could see the return of drive-in cinemas, because obviously they're suited to people isolating from one another. I think there will be an events industry that will come back. I personally believe that there will be much more localised events, but then there will be international events, but there'll be much higher quality.
The events industry is fantastically creative, you know, like it's definitely not the death knell for events generally, but I don't think it's going to be how we know them now.
Tell me about how you see the future with Sussex Organic Express. Give me an idea of 6 to 10 months from now.
I'm struggling at the moment to look ahead 6 to 10 days from now, but I don't want to stop, you know, like it's not something, I've enjoyed this all so much, much more than I thought I was going to. It's made me realise as well, although I've always loved events and the events industry and the creativity that comes with it, my actual real passion is within setting up new businesses. Like I love problem solving, I love coming up with new ideas, figuring out which way to go next. I don't have any plans to stop. So what I'd really like is actually maybe a bit more of like a mentor or someone who's done something similar. There's questions that I have that I just don't know the answers to, and it's really hard to understand like how you can kind of expand further but do it in the right way, that sort of thing. So yeah, it'd be quite nice to have someone like a sounding board or a business partner or somebody to bounce my ideas off a bit to kind of really grow, because it's just a perfect time to be trying things out. So yeah, have no plans to stop, but don't know about the next 6 months. Hopefully we'll still be going strong and selling even more products, and I might be able to get the van that I keep dreaming of.
That's great. I love your optimism, because I think you're correct. I think it's absolutely the best time to start a business. Where do people find you when they want to order some eggs? You do honey, local asparagus and things like that. So where do people find you if they want to order some?
The best place to find me is on Facebook, because I haven't had time yet, although I have bought the domain, to set up a website. So if people go onto Facebook and they search Organic Egg Express, and then there's the links in a pinned post at the top for the different order forms for people's areas. If you ask me this in a month's time, I'll be able to send you to my extremely whizzy Shopify shop. But yeah, at the moment, go to Facebook and find the order forms there.
Georgina Burrows of Sussex Organic Express, thank you very much.
No problem, thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more podcasts like this, please go to www.amaze.com, and don't forget to like and share this podcast.